So over the last couple of months or so, we've had a series of exercises, haven't we? Interrupted with lots of information, advice, factoids and so on, all about why you're doing them and the different parts of your body which are being exercised through your doing them. And we've spoken about the exercises for your articulators, yeah? Your soft palate, your lips, your tongue, also exercises for the actual larynx. We've also spoken about whole body exercises to de-stress, things about your shoulder and your neck and your lower back. And now we're going to, over the next few days, talk about some other exercises, efficient air use exercises, which will help you create the most efficient way to get air into your body. The most effective way to use it to power your voice. And that doesn't necessarily mean to give you a powerful voice, incidentally. How to control your out-breath for a consistent, confident sound. And how to support your voice to the end of every sentence. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier on, didn't I, that a lot of the exercises combine across the three niches of vocal, physical, and indeed mental. And that some physical exercises involve making sound as you do them, and other exercises require some imagination as well, because picturing something a little bit abstract, like breath, for example, you can't actually see a breath, can help you understand what's happening, or rather, what should be happening. So bear those in mind, because in a few days' time, we're going to be starting off our journey on a few breathing exercises. But tomorrow, we're going to be talking about excessive oxygenation. The day after that, fish gulping, and then how to know your airflow. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.